The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's easy to blame violence on video games and to posit a link. I have to say, Cal Thomas has done it plenty of times during our US spot here on The Last Word on Today FM. But we have Brian Lloyd from Entertainment.ie and Sarah Maria-Griffin with us for our weekly gaming spot. And apparently the evidence is not there to support that contention, Sarah Maria.
Yeah, there are recent studies that have claimed there is no link necessarily between people playing video games and acts of violence. However, there are also consistent reports of the folks who carry out acts of gun violence specifically in public in America also being people who play video games. But
every teenager or young person plays video games.
In the year of our Lord. So yeah, we're grand, kind of.
Yeah.
Mostly.
But I mean, the thing that I always kind of talk about is the fact that our generation, you know, who are in their mid, you know, early to mid 30s, you know, we grew up playing the likes of, or at least being exposed to the likes of Mortal Kombat and Doom and Wolfenstein and all these very, very violent games. And, you know, it's there is no effect. Like, we are the living proof that there is no effect.
I think initially when public shootings started to become more frequent, it was moral panic and folks were looking for things to hang it on, like metal music and video games, rather than interrogating the actual problem at the heart of this, much of which is to do with mental health and misogyny, easy access to weapons.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe easy access to weapons is probably the most important part of this conversation.
Yeah,
like, that's the one real thing all of these cases have, all of the big school and public shootings have in common, is that
The kids were able to get access to guns. The fact that they were playing violent video games.
Or video games at all.
Or yeah, even at all.
Hold on, I remember getting a PC about 20 years ago. And those were the days when it was rather limited games availability. But
yeah,
the packaged on it was what I might call a sniper game.
Mm.
So
yeah,
basically it was a shooter game and you're actually sort of stalking people.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself, hang on a second, this is actually morally wrong to play this. This seems really creepy.
Yeah.
The idea that you're learning to sort of stalk people and shoot them.
Yeah.
And aren't a lot of games, a lot of elements like that?
I fully agree. I find a lot of American dudes shooting each other in fields games disquieting, and always have. But I think I will never try and excuse it. I think culturally it's strange. I think it fuels a really negative mentality. I'm not sure if it's exactly what, you know, encourages young men to go into schools and start shooting. But I do think that it's a darkness and a problem. And maybe there are more interesting ways to build games and to sell games. But on a very technical level, the input and response is how we play video games. We press a button and something happens. And a really quick way to demonstrate a button pressing and something happening on screen is a gun firing. So some of it comes down to early design and the way games were designed initially. You know, Space Invaders, a little tiny pixelated rocket ship shooting little pixelated aliens in space, you know.
But that seems unreal.
Yeah.
That's not at least firing at sort of people.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, like, I mean, what's happening now, I think, more than anything in a lot of these, you know, first person shooters and the games that you would suspect, or not even suspect, but would kind of have this level of violence, is that they've now started to become very, very reflective. They very much embrace the fact that you are being violent and now you are being forced to look at it. Like, just before we went on air, we were talking about Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah.
And Metal Gear Solid as a franchise
is... think about the name.
Yeah,
like,
the
it's
name.
All very masculine war.
Yeah.
Like, it's a war game on the surface.
On the surface. But really, the underlying thing is with Metal Gear Solid is the fact that the impetus of the game is for you to not hurt anyone. You have to make it through the game by not hurting anyone. You can subdue them and knock them out, but if you kill them, there will be an absolute effect. There will be a repercussions for it.
Dominic asks, what's the difference between playing video games and going into a field and having paintball battles?
A screen, I think, is a big one.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting and good question. But I think video games are also, importantly, and especially in the past, an experience that we have alone.
Yeah.
You know, online multiplayer games certainly have obviously become massive in recent years. And there's been a huge spike in that. And online technology has allowed us to play together for many years.
Mm.
But for me, anyway, and probably for you as well, Brian, the first time we would have played video games growing up are by ourselves. So when you're in a field shooting paintballs at people, like, work, live your power, you are also with other people. You're simulating war and violence. Sure, that's your jam. Cool. But you're also with other people.
Mm.
Unfortunately, when we're alone, I think that sometimes is where bad things can start to happen for people too.
Yeah, it can kind of bubble and fester. But like, mm-hmm. I mean, the point is stress here is the fact that violent video games are not. It is not the root of the problem.
Yeah, this is a special report that's been done by the Oxford Internet Institute and the University of Oxford, published in the Royal Society of Open Science, the most comprehensive study on the data, and it does not posit a link.
No,
despite the likes of Donald Trump calling in the video game industry last year after the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and trying to blame them rather than actually blaming the availability
of
guns.
The NRA, the ones who might have a slightly more financial impact on the Republican Party. I don't know what that link might be. But I do think that there are very easy outs in the conversation about violence and gun violence in the States, such as video games and back in the 90s metal music, which almost seems absurd now, given the frequency of things that have happened recently. And there are the common denominators that are more important are that the vast, vast, almost exclusive majority of shooters are young men, many of whom have a history of domestic violence, and two, that guns are available.
Yeah. Okay, Sarah Maria Griffin and Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.